Hey, welcome back to Shed Talk. Like y'all know, I like to get small business owners from all over to our beautiful country. And right before the holidays, got a real good treat to be able to talk to another small business owner down in Florida. With no further ado, her name is Megan. How you doing today, Megan?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good, minus the weather that we're dealing with. I'm doing pretty good, you know.
Good,
That's
good.
good. Hey, you're a small business owner. Can you tell me a little bit about your business, please?
Yes, so basically I can do so I started it in 2022. It was around pandemic-ish time, I think, or towards the end, maybe even. But yeah, I do custom apparel. I create images. I can get images. I can create images. I can get images and then customize the names in the images if need be, like for birthdays, autism awareness causes. I can do shirts, hoodie, and basically any kind of clothing. I can.
What about pants? Are you able to do like jeans,
So
sweatpants, or anything?
yeah, I can do so like people have had me do like a matching hoodie and sweats and like put like a little logo on the bottom of the like the corner of the top of the leg.
Oh,
Like
okay.
I so yeah, I can do those. Basically anything you can think of, like I can make it happen.
So you know what? One thing I will say that with the custom apparel, everybody likes to express themselves. And whenever it's football season, a lot of parents like to have some custom attire. Are you able to do custom stuff like put their names on the back of like a jersey?
Oh yeah.
Really?
So I actually had it's funny because this year was the first time I got an order. So my son tried football this season.
Okay.
More his dad's choice, but that's another subject because I get nervous. But that there's cheerleaders there as well. And the cheerleading head coach reached out to me and she said, I heard you do shirts. And she wanted me to basically make some mock-ups and like a choice for the moms, a choice for the dads, and then put their names on the back. And then some of the football parents found out about it. So then I was doing football ones, with their team, and then I would put the number and name on the back, like a jersey, basically, with their team colors. Whatever they wanted, I did it. So I made like, I think it was, I probably made too many mock-ups. That was my problem.
You were just
But
trying
I
to make
made a
it quick.
lot. Yeah.
That's
So they
cool.
had a lot of choices.
That is awesome. Oh,
Yeah.
what actually inspired you to get into this line of work? Like what really made you want to get into this?
So it's always something I've kind of like thought about. And I had a couple friends that did it, but they weren't as like really doing it. It was more for fun, and I still have fun doing it. Like I love to do it. But I was working full time, and then my son, I'm trying, it was a, yeah, it was about 2022. He was just under three and he got diagnosed with autism. And for me, I really struggled after that diagnosis. Like I'm almost ashamed to say this, but I didn't really know very much about it until my son's diagnosis. Like I'm just being honest. I should have, and I wish I had, but I didn't. So I felt like I remember leaving that doctor's office, getting in the car with him and just crying. And I was like, what does this mean? The wheels were turning and I'm like thinking ahead, like, is he gonna get married? Is he gonna have kids? Like my mind went to so many different places. And it took me into pretty bad depression and my anxiety got bad for the first year, I would say, just maybe under a year. And I was isolating a lot and I wasn't able to work anymore full time. Because due to his therapies and everything like that, he would have speech at 11 one day, 10 the next day, and then have to go to daycare for a couple hours, then go to OT. And so I was all over the place. So it's basically impossible for at the time for me to work a full-time job. I was trying to think of things I could do from home. Well, first year I wasn't thinking about anything. I was just like miserable.
Numb
I
everywhere.
was angry at everyone. Like I would literally go in the grocery store and somebody could walk past me smiling and I would get annoyed, like, because they were happy. And I even almost like a little bit, I feel like struggled with God. Like I felt a little bit angry with God. Like, why my baby? Why this world is hard enough? Why did it have to be my baby? You know what I mean? So it took me a little bit, and I started to like just sort of change my perspective. And I was like, first off, I have a 10-year-old as well, so I have to like get out of this hole that I'm in and pull myself out and get proactive. And I that whole year I researched everything about autism that you can imagine. I got him in every therapy like that, like quick, because they said early intervention was like the big thing that can help the most. And then I said, you know, this is great and all, but he started school like full time. So I still had to be available, but I had way more hours during the day when that started. So I was like, it would be great to find something from home, but I was like, I couldn't think of anything. Like, I didn't want to just sit here and type and do, you know, I just wanted to do something I felt passionate about and that, like, you know, I could help people. And so I did, I started a group on Facebook to like support other autism moms, and that was great. But it was just not really, I guess, enough of what I needed to fill like my time. Like when I have too much time on my hands, that's when I get like
Yeah,
I start,
you start overthinking and getting your own head. Say real quick, so our viewers and listeners can know, is this a public page for on Facebook for parents to be able to act join?
So that one I'm not do I I'm in another one now with my son's therapist, but that one, I mean, I any it's a local one here. But I mean, I you know, anybody that wants to join it, you just have to join and then they have to approve you. But yeah, I mean, I if you know it, anybody wants to.
Interesting. What is the name of it, if you don't mind me
So
asking?
it's called Treasure Coast Autism Moms.
Treasure
Or
Coast.
no, Treasure Coast Autism Families.
Treasure Coast autism families.
Families on Facebook. And if you search that up, even people that aren't in Florida, I mean, they could still join the group. I feel like it wouldn't be, and I like, because a lot of them are moms. But like dads struggle too, you
Yeah,
know?
I would imagine.
So the fact they allow guy dads as well, I really liked, you know.
Right, that's good. So that goes into my next question. How do you being a full-time mom and with your business, how do you balance the two?
Well, so it kind of depends. Like there's I feel like for me, I don't know what it is, but the last like 6 months I'm either having a quiet time with my orders or I'm like slammed all at once. And it's just me. So you know, I well when I first started, I used this is my Cricut machine here. And this thing cuts like I print something from my laptop and that can cut it out. Like because you can make shirts with like different vinyls too. Which is a little bit thicker. A lot of people don't really like that way anymore because that's like the original way I feel like that I learned. Because I knew nothing when I started doing this about shirts. And then I was like, I need to take it a step further beyond that. So I got my, this is a sublimation printer.
What is that?
This is so it prints with this, it looks like regular paper, but it's just this is sublimation paper. And it prints anything, any image. And as long as the shirt is at least 60% polyester, then you know, cotton can be the other 40, but I would say probably 60-ish. I can basically you mirror the image face down and then on the shirt, but it has to be, there's limits with that also. It has to be a light color. It has to have the polyester. It has to, you know, so people would want an image, and I'm like, and they're like, oh, could we get it on bright red? And it won't show up with this. So I'm like,
I'm
I
guessing.
gotta, I now I gotta I just think of a third method here.
So there was a lot of learning curves that you had to
Oh,
have
yeah. I
through
was on
this.
YouTube like crazy.
Yeah, trying to find out everything possible, exactly how to make the product better. I get that. Now, let me ask you another question here as well. What is probably one of the biggest challenges that you had to deal with within time of having your own business? Like, what is one of the biggest challenges?
I think for me, it's definitely the balance. I know my older son, who's 10, he's very sensitive, and he sometimes gets in his feelings you could finish your shirts tomorrow. I got home from school. I want you to, do this with me, do that with me. And if I have like a 20 shirt order that they need by a certain date, there's times where even like for dinner time, my husband would be like, can't you just put that all on hold and cut it off at a certain time, but, and I can, but that's the good thing about the flexibility of it. But if there's a time frame on this that people need it, then there's certain nights that like I can't put it on hold because these are customers of mine and they need it when they need it. And so balance has been a little bit of a struggle, just trying to make everyone happier here and
Your
also
customers
make my
also here.
customers. Yeah.
Have you had repeat customers?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I have a lot of repeat customers.
That's awesome. Now, let me ask you, with the trend down there in Florida, how are you keeping that going with the culture and the apparel? What do you have you how are you balancing that?
Oh, I try to like so I look a lot on Etsy. And I'll look on there just because people sell the images for sublimation. They sell images on Etsy. And
Really?
yeah, they sell just the image. It's like it could be between like I think a dollar and like some of them are like $4 or $5 for just the image. So I'll look and they always are adding new ones. And they always like on the first page, if you put in like popular PNG, the most popular ones at that time all over are the first page or two that pop up all those images. So then I'll be like, okay, let me pick out like two or three of these, get the transfers made, and then, make a couple. And then I'll usually like post it on social media or, just friends will see it
The
and then
certain.
they just like it, or they'll get other ideas from what I made and be like, oh, I love that, but can you do this? And then put our names in it. And
That's awesome. I mean, because that's what we want. We like to express ourselves, the freedom of your own self-expression. I mean, that's real big, and I'm glad that you're into that. So my other question for you is, when throughout this business, when has there been a moment when you stepped back and said, "Yeah, this is why I do it. This is why I do it, and this is why I appreciate it."
So, definitely the number one thing that stood out to me since I started was I think it was last year, autism awareness, or no, it was not, I think, yeah, last year for April is Autism Awareness Month. That's another thing I didn't know before, which I wish I did. But April's Autism Awareness Month, and then the official day, Autism Awareness Day, is April 2nd. So I had a mom reach out to me in that group from Facebook, and I've gotten a lot of moms there that I've met that order from me a lot. Like they get autism shirts and just everything. And she said, "Listen, my son, he was dying to try a sport, but he's just like verbally not really ready, and even mentally a little bit." She's like, "I don't know if he'll be able to follow the direction." So they reached out to some people and they started a baseball team for autistic kids. And she asked me, the season was ending, and she said they were going to hand out awards. And she said, "Do you think that you could make a shirt for each family that says, I'll always be your biggest fan?" And it has a baseball play, it had a baseball player on the front. I think I have a reel of it on my page. And on the back, I wrote the kid's name and the number. And these people were like mind blown when they saw them. They were like they just couldn't believe it. And they were crying, and then I was crying. And I, because I went to the baseball game. She's like, "You don't have to." I said, "I mean, I would love to come just to see it." And I thought it would be good for my older son to come as well, because being the sibling of an autistic child, he has his struggles as well, trying to understand. He's young also.
Really?
So yeah, so he came with me, and I told him, I explained to him what we were going to do. And, you know, it's going to be different than your baseball is right. at your place. And I went, and they handed all the shirts out, and everybody was thanking me. And I got so many, you know, new customers. But it was just like seeing the look on their faces and that they're going to have this shirt forever, just to like remind them, like, you conquered it. You did this. You played a whole baseball season.
That's
and
amazing.
Like, I got the shirt to prove it.
That so, is amazing. That really
yeah, that was so awesome. It yeah, really was.
It seems that you like to give back to your community, and that's a beautiful mm-hmm. thing. You know, help out other individuals that are also living a life that you are similarly living too.
Mm-hmm.
When you're dealing with a family member with special needs. Another question I have for you, how do you handle, especially right around this time, the holiday seasons? Is it starting mm-hmm. kind of busy for you? And with life with the kids, is it kind of picking up a little bit?
So it's starting to now. I was mm-hmm. a little like confused because last year at this time I was slammed, like, because everybody gets their Christmas t-shirts to wear with the pajama pants that say the family name, like the matching
yeah.
you know, pajamas. So I did so many of those last year, and they were really fun to do because everybody has different taste and wants different, like, some were like Grinch, others were like very religious ones like Jesus. So yes,
that's cool.
So yeah, so I was doing so many of those. And then also teacher gifts.
Okay.
Because at Christmas time, a lot of people give the teachers a gift before the break.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing like these are photo plaques.
Okay.
So they come with the stand, and they're heavy. Like, they're really good quality. And they have like this little, like, the rock on the outside, but they come out so clear.
I see that.
And yeah, they're really, really nice gifts.
That is amazing. I like that.
Yeah. So a lot of people have gotten those. And then I can do mouse pads. So a couple people wanted like personalized mouse pad with the teacher's name on it.
You got your hands
stuff like that.
All kind of apparel, whatever it is.
Puzzles.
You can make puzzles as well.
Puzzle. And these are sublimation. So these I print out of my printer.
Right.
And I have my big heat press there. And then this is what I use to heat press it. And I mean, everything's like a different temperature and time and all that stuff. But yeah, like for Christmas, my son, my little one that has the autism, he was obsessed with that movie Sing.
Okay.
So I made him a puzzle with Sing, and he was like mind blown. He was That's like, oh
movie.
My God.
That's a real
puzzle.
I like that movie.
Yeah.
Good movie as well.
I love that movie. I know every song.
Right. So when it comes to some of these, the tools and the process of you doing that, like, what are some of the tools and the process of how do you get this going?
So, I mean, it definitely costed some money in the very beginning to just like put everything out. Like, I started slow. I got the Cricut machine first, which is the cutting machine. And then I got the printer. And I think about like a month after that, I got the heat press. I started off with like a portable one. I don't know if you've ever seen these. Let me show you. But these aren't as good. These are good for like certain things, but like.
Okay. What do you use that for?
So I was using this to do the shirts, but that was when I was doing the vinyl shirts.
Okay.
Because
so you upgraded.
Yes, I upgraded. Like, this is vinyl. And this is heat transfer vinyl, so it can go on shirts. Like, this one is just this one's just red. And then like I got Christmas prints. So basically I could do like any kind of image, but I can, or say somebody just wanted text or a saying or something like that, I could do it in any of the colors. Like, I have basically every color. I got Christmas lights.
Right. That's nice.
Yeah, there's a lot. So those, let me show you. There's a difference in the look of them as well.
So it's kind of like when you got one that's a little cheaper than the other, where you're going to get a different look.
Right. And I would also, you know, I charged less for those as well, just because
right.
it was
You get what
you know, pay. It was right. But then I was like, wait, because the vinyl is not cheap. That okay. stuff adds up.
Okay.
But it's a little bit of a different look with the vinyl. Like this one, I actually made this for an esthetician that I know. She, I'm going to bring this to her next time I see her, but this one is vinyl.
I like that.
Yeah, so I can like mix up the colors, and then it just says like in my esthetician era.
Okay.
And then I just have to make sure that all the colors that were in the image that I have those colors.
Okay.
So it's like if there's a specific shirt somebody wants or a hoodie, whatever, and I don't have those colors, then I mean, I can't really do it with that method. I do pillowcases.
Oh, custom pillowcases. That'd be mm-hmm. cool. Like, you know, some of
these sublimation.
That is nice. That is yep. that is really cool. So, what advice?
This is the sublimation.
Oh, okay. I see that on there.
Yeah, it's current side quest brought to you by ADHD.
That is cool. That's cool.
But yeah, it's the ink is like in the fabric.
Yeah, that's right.
There's no layer.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing too. Like they have came a long way, and I'm glad that you're not just putting it on there to where someone that they got like a plate laying on their shirt.
Right. And you notice they're all like light colors. It's all white shirts. So if somebody, a lot of people want black or red or, you know, like a charcoal or whatever. Like this one is vinyl. That's red vinyl. I made this like 3 baseball seasons ago. So it still looks, I've washed this thing probably like 100 times.
Now,
whenever
people actually get this custom merch from you, do you send them with some type of directions? Is there something they got to do with all of them, or
for like washing instructions and stuff?
Correct.
Yes. So I have. I always send. I usually send a couple of my cards just so they have them, and then I send. I have these little. I print these out actually on my Cricut, but it's these little washing instructions on the shirt.
Nice.
Yeah, so everybody gets one of those with their order. So they
can't say you didn't tell them. You know what I mean?
Nope.
I sent it with you. It said to make sure that you wash it this way. This is the proper way to take care of it to extend the long life of the material that they are getting of the merch. That's cool. Yeah. If you know, as far as in for other moms out there, what advice could you give them that if they wanted to start their small business like this? What advice?
So I feel like at the time when I first started with like the Cricut and the vinyl and that stuff, and I was just starting to learn about everything.
Right.
It was a little bit like, I guess since I hadn't worked in a little bit, my confidence was a little bit down, and I was always like, it's something I've overcome, but I have to continue to work on that every day, is that I'm definitely a people pleaser, and I, you know, have a hard time saying no, which is not good when you own a small business and you have to talk about pricing and stuff.
Cost of living is going up. I mean, people got to know that, you know, material is going up. I mean, it will increase over time. I mean, that's just how it is.
And then I know, but then I get in my head and I'm like, well, I'm paying extra for this, so technically I really should charge like, you know, a couple more bucks, or I'm not making much for my time or anything like that. But then the other side is like, no, because then they're gonna be like, no, I'll find it cheaper somewhere else, so just do it. So, right, so I that's a
what advice would you give somebody though? Just tell
me. I mean, I would say if it crosses your mind and it's something you feel passionate about, which I did when I thought about it, I was like, I think this is what I should do. Like, I think I could get good at this. And I think that I'm pretty good talking to people and like reaching out and stuff like that. And I just needed a little bit of like, I think a little confidence boost. And I think it even gave me that. So I think that if you have an idea in your head, no matter what you're going through, and you say like, oh, I'm not going to be able, I can't do that. Like, no, there's no way I won't be able to figure out this and that. Don't doubt it. The worst that can happen, it doesn't work out, but you will never know unless you try.
That's awesome. That's very good advice. The last question that I got for you, where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Where would you like to see it going?
I would definitely like to have more customers that, because we ship and I offer pickup options because I have a lot of local customers, like a ton around here. But I really want to like broaden it so that I'm shipping more stuff too to other states and even I've never shipped internationally, but like I'm open to that. I just want to get bigger and I just want to start getting customers all over, not just here. You know what I mean?
So, I forgot to ask you this. I'm sorry. What is the name of your business?
Oh, it's Acres Apparel.
Acres Apparel. Now, where can our listeners and viewers find this these links to get a hold of you?
So, I am on Instagram. It's a at Acres Apparel, and then Facebook is Acres Apparel. And then TikTok is the same. That's Acres Apparel as well. So all three of those platforms, you'll see pictures, videos of me making the shirts or making the gifts, and my information and everything. And there's even on TikTok, I know I have a lead sheet on my reels that people could fill out. So I'll get that, and then I know that they want me to contact them. They have
Oh,
questions or.
that's really cool. You also said that with the shipping. Now, as far as in the shipping, you go to state to state?
Yes. So state to state is what I've done. So since I got on TikTok, I have gotten a couple more customers that are in other states. So I've shipped to them, but that was a little bit of a challenge also because I was so used to people picking up that I was like,
Okay,
okay,
so
I gotta figure this shipping out now.
right. So you're
And the
getting
pricing, you know.
you're going down that path of trying to make sure that you're able to help out with the customer and also take care of your business and help your business grow. That is awesome. Also, everybody that is listening and viewing this on different platforms, I will have all these links available for everybody to get a hold of Miss Megan. And she'll be able to help you out with all your custom apparel. Thank you.
And
So
I would love like you know any moms you know whether your child has had been diagnosed for a while, whether it's fresh, I love, love, love helping and talking to other moms that are struggling with it because I know how bad I struggled, and it's not easy in the beginning. I guess acceptance of the
right.
whole thing. But anybody reach out to me, you can message me on, you know, any of the social media, like, and I'm very open to talking to anyone that needs help because it's very important to me.
You know, speaking of with the autism, that shirt that you have on, is that a custom shirt for autism?
Yes.
Now,
I actually this one I created. I didn't I created this.
is that available for somebody that may want that? Is that
It is, yeah. It's
what's it say on there?
The Christmas tree with the different, and then it just says Merry Christmas.
Well, that's, you know, right around the holidays, somebody may be
Yeah.
interested in it. You know, that's pretty cool. I like that custom work with the different colors and what have not.
I have let me show you real quick. I have because I'm been using I don't do the oh, here it is. I don't do the So I still do the sublimation ones like this, and I do vinyl for certain things, but I used DTF transfers for the most part now, which is like the new way. It's direct to fabric. And that it's like 10 grand for the printer, and then you need an oven to cure the powder, and it's a
You
lot.
need a whole room, maybe a building soon.
Building.
Right.
So like I actually met a vendor around here and we have a really good relationship and so he works with me and so I get these from him, but I have so many different like these are my Christmas shirts, Acres family Christmas, and then I can put whatever, you know, for the year, the name, but even like stuff like it's like distressed.
Awesome.
And
That is.
then like even simple stuff like this.
Yeah, you can do pretty much
Probably just
all
gonna
kinds.
jingle some of the way. I'm tired.
Right. I see that on there. Now, let me
So,
see
yeah.
another question for you too, Megan. Is there, I mean, granted, the fees will probably change. Will you do like next day shipping if somebody's interested in that?
Yeah, I mean,
Obviously,
you
the
know, it would
process will be
probably,
different.
yeah, it would probably cost a little bit extra, but I mean, if that's what they needed, I would definitely be willing to do that. I would just have to make sure I can get the materials and everything, and
Yeah,
but
and you stay
usually I
with
can.
you stay in communication with them to let them know exactly where you're at with the ETA and exactly what you got it going on with things and trying to,
Right when it goes out, they get their tracking information.
That's awesome. Hey, Megan, I appreciate you taking this time today, and thank you so much. This has been awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.